And on a Friday morning, we get the chance to hear from our friend Dave Hutcher from Poseidon Waterproofing. Now, they're based out of Indiana, Pennsylvania, but of course, they do a lot of great work here in our area as well. And Dave and I getting the chance to talk about a lot of great things that they do there at Poseidon. Last week, we talked about waterproofing and different things like that. Now, we're going to be focusing today, Dave, on indoor air quality, right?
That's correct. Yeah, indoor air quality is a large part of what we do here at Poseidon.
Yeah, and I think that's been maybe even more important than ever with COVID. You know, more of us thinking nowadays about, oh my goodness, what's floating around in the air, right?
Of course, yeah. There's all kinds of new things that are out there. And, of course, there's the old standards that are mold and mildew down in the basement that we're well-versed in taking care of as well.
Definitely. There could be some really, you know, nasty stuff, especially if you have a mold issue. And we'll get into mold in just a second. But, Dave, first off, how do you even go about this? You know, whenever I have Poseidon Waterproofing come to my home and do any kind of indoor air quality work, what do you do and how do you prepare for it?
Well, sure. The reason we got into the indoor air quality in a basement and a crawl space especially, obviously it's related to the waterproofing work that we do. Once you have moisture down in your basement, it's going to lead to mold. So even if there's a minor amount of mold, you don't want to make that problem worse. So we've learned over the years, even on a standard waterproofing job, we're going to take precautions to make sure if there is mold that's not visible, that we don't spread it around. And the simplest way to do that is to plastic off the area. We create a contained workspace, so we're working inside a contained plastic area. We're going to seal the vents for your furnace down in the basement. The furnace will pull air from the basement and bring it upstairs. So while the job is in progress, we take precautions to make sure that doesn't spread throughout the home. We're going to set up air scrubbers and negative air machines in the basement while the work is in progress. So those mycotoxins, those microscopic mold spores that are floating around, they get sucked up in our machines, they get filtered out, and then they get blown out the window while the job is in progress. The last thing we want to do is leave a mold problem when we're waterproofing. So when we're finished, you can be confident that we're not going to be making any mold spread around the home.
And that's some fancy stuff, too. That's pretty cool equipment. Let's get down and dirty, literally down and dirty, into the details of mold. I hope nobody's super grossed out, because it is kind of a gross issue. But what's up with mold?
Well, obviously, you know, mold does not make its own food. It doesn't have chlorophyll like plants. It's a fungus, and it needs to eat to survive. So one of the main things mold needs is a food source, and most basements or crawl spaces do have that food source. Anything cellulose material, anything that was once a plant, that leather couch was a cow that ate grass, you can track it all the way back. And if there's cellulose material, that's going to be food for mold. So what we like to do is break the mold triangle. The three things are the food source, the temperature, which is always going to be right, and of course the moisture. So if you have two out of the three of those in your basement or crawl space, you're definitely going to have some sort of mold when the moisture level gets higher. So when we're doing the work and you have a finished basement, for example, you have the bottom of your wall, maybe drywall or paneling or your carpeting, we do something that's called cut, bag, and trash. The last thing you want to do is start tearing this stuff out and drag it through the rest of your home. So we'll cut the infected area out, and then we'll immediately put it in a sealed bag, and then we bring it out to the trash, again, under containment and negative air. So we make sure that we don't spread anything while we're doing the work.
And that's so important, because you want to make sure that, you know, you actually get rid of this stuff, and you're not making the situation any worse.
Yeah, we've seen it, you know, tearing out drywall and carpet, you know, it's not rocket science. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or, you know, just hire some labor to do it. And unfortunately, that can run you into a bigger problem. So when we're doing the work, we're going to make sure it's done under containment. And then, of course, we're going to spray all of our EPA-registered biocides. And we've been using these for years, and we actually just got a memo from the company saying that they're 99% effective against viruses. The same materials and biocides we've been using in our mold projects for years are now effective against viruses as well. So we want to make sure that we cover all the bases when we're in your home.
Okay, very cool. Now, even I think if you know at a basic level how mold spreads, you know that moisture is a big issue with it. So a lot of people tend to rely on dehumidifiers, right?
That's correct. Yeah, they're very common, and you can go to most hardware stores and pick up one for a couple hundred dollars. Those normally have the trays in them that they'll just pull the moisture out of the air. Sometimes the back coils will get frozen. You'll have to thaw them out, but you definitely have to go down there and dump the tray unless you have it set up with a garden hose to a floor drain, which, of course, is a trip hazard. So the commercial-grade dehumidifiers that we do, we have multiple different models and options depending on the square footage of your home, the square footage of the work area that we're in. Is it a crawl space or a basement? And you'll be able to control the relative humidity just like you control the temperature in your home with a thermostat. This will have a humidistat, and you can set it to where it's comfortable for you.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We run it down directly down into either a floor drain or a sump pump. This way there's no need to empty the tray, and you never have to monitor it. You don't have to go down there and do anything with it. It's self-sufficient. It turns itself on and off. And the models that we're using are all Energy Star efficient, which means that you're not going to have any issues with your electric bill going up or anything like that. These things can run nonstop, and you won't even notice.
Awesome. I love that. Now, if somebody's listening and maybe you're thinking, hey, I have a mold problem in my house already, and I know I should have taken care of it, and I just haven't yet. Or maybe they want to make sure that there's not a problem, or they want to get ahead of any potential problems. You have a special deal going on, right, with us here at the radio station?
We absolutely do. Yeah, we're excited to be involved with you guys. So we offer 10% off any job. All anyone has to do is call up our office here and just tell them that Brittany sent you. And when they do that, we're going to have a live person answering the phone. They'll be able to answer any questions they have, and we'll set up a free inspection, a no-obligation estimate. We'll leave you with an estimate in writing. And if anyone moves forward with this program, we're actually going to be supplying them with a free gift in the form of some sort of monitoring system. It's either going to be something to monitor the sump pump, a mold test kit, a radon test kit, depending on the problems that the homeowner's having.
You know, I love this for a variety of reasons. First of all, I love that I'm the promo code here. That's pretty cool. But also the fact that the free thing that you're getting, the free gift, is really, it's something useful. It's something that is customized to whatever problem you're having.
Yes, and when we do the inspection, we'll be able to kind of guide you towards, you know, what may benefit you the most. But, it's, of course, it's the homeowner's choice on what they want. Lately, the monitoring systems, the Wi-Fi modules for the sump pumps have been the hot sellers right now. People have been asking for those. Those are great. You don't have to be home to know exactly what's going on with your sump pump. You get an app on your cell phone, and we can monitor your pump when you're not even there.
It's always awesome to talk to you, Dave. Where can we find more information about Poseidon Waterproofing?
Start with checking us out online, PoseidonWaterproofing.com. You can meet the team. You can get an idea of what we're all about. And you can always give us a call at 800-637-6089.
All right, very cool. And again, that's Dave Hutcher from Poseidon Waterproofing, based out of Indiana, Pennsylvania, but they do so much great work here in our area as well. Dave, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Brittany.